You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Today, we're not just doing a phone tap.
Oh, okay.
We're solving a mystery.
Whoa!
Because we call a guy who just had his bike stolen from his house.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Oh, man.
He put up posters around his neighborhood asking if anybody has seen it. Mm-hmm. So far, there's been no response.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
But this could be his lucky day. Because guess who wants to jump in and help?
Uh-oh.
None other than murder mystery podcast host Jose Bolaños.
Oh, no.
That's me.
Yes.
That would be the worst job for you ever.
It really would be.
Like, he's laughing. Ready to put his amateur detective skills
okay.
to the test and finally crack the low-level crime case of the century.
Yes.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
It's your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rick?
Yes, this is, Rick.
Hey, Rick. My name's Charlie, and I was calling about the posters that you put up around the neighborhood about the stolen bike.
Oh, okay. Did you find it?
No, not yet, but I'm not giving up.
Okay. So you're, like, looking for it, or?
Well, kind of. I host an investigative podcast series.
That's great. And?
Yeah, it is great and cool.
I'm sure it is cool.
Yeah.
But how's that going to help?
It's going to help a lot. Are you kidding? See, here's the thing. From my previous podcast, maybe you've heard about Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Like the killers?
Yes.
Yes, I've heard of them.
Okay. So I have a podcast about them. Cool, huh?
I guess. I just don't understand how that is in any way related to my bike.
Well, that's true. You're right. Those cases were, like, totally different, mainly because they were already solved by the time I got to them. But, hey, you never know. Detectives make mistakes all the time.
That doesn't really mean anything to me, but, you know, if you actually see the bike or you find it, can you please call me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, hold on for a second, though. I mean, I've actually done some legwork here.
Like, what do you mean?
I interviewed three of your neighbors, and I've set up a timeline of the entire crime.
Okay, well, I already know it was stolen Thursday night. I don't really need a timeline here.
What can you tell me about the crime scene? Can you discuss some of the dirty details?
Yeah.
Can you give me any of the dirt?
For sure. I rode it home from work Thursday evening, left it in my yard, wasn't there Friday morning when I woke up.
Oh, got it. Okay, well, that does narrow down some of the suspects. So thanks for that info.
Who are your suspects, then?
Your next-door neighbor, Jenny. She's an older woman, correct?
Yeah, but she's 75. I highly doubt she would steal a bike.
That's probably what she wants you to think.
Yeah, I really don't think it was her.
Did I not tell you that I have a murder mystery podcast? I would defer to me on this. I'm not ruling anybody out. But I am saying I think she did it. Especially because she claims she wanted her plants at 7:30 p.m. the night of.
And?
When I talked to her neighbor, Gordon, he said he always hears her watching Jeopardy at that same time. A little fishy, don't you think?
Oh, my God.
You can't be watering your plants and watching Jeopardy at the same time.
I mean, that's true, but I don't think that's relevant at all. And I think we can rule her out for sure at this point.
Okay, well, you know, you're the total amateur, so whatever. I mean, we'll go with your thought process, I guess.
Okay, I'm sure.
I'm the one that combed the area for clues.
Okay, what did you find then?
Just between you and me, I found something. And that something was a lot of fresh dog poop just lying around.
Dog poop?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with my bike at all?
I think it's obvious. It tells me that the thief may or may not own a dog.
My neighborhood is full of dogs. That could be anybody's dog poop.
So we're getting close.
What?
This is exactly what happened on my podcast when I interviewed O.J. Simpson's third cousin twice removed. He thought he was innocent, but you know what they ruled? He was.
Oh, okay.
I don't miss anything, brother.
Okay. Just if you actually find my bike or find out who took it, just please give me a call. But I have to get off the phone right now. I have to go.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Go ahead. No, you can go. But let me just ask you this. Do you have insurance on that bike of yours?
What?
Because I smell insurance fraud, buddy.
Yeah, I don't have insurance on my bike. It's a bike. Who does that? It's worth like $75.
Aha! How would you know exactly what your bike is worth?
I'm the one who bought it.
Where were you Thursday night at 7:30 p.m.?
Why are you yelling at me?
I don't know. I think I'm doing a prank phone call.
A what?
A prank phone call. I don't have to yell anymore. A prank phone call.
What?
Because this is actually Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you, bro.
She's,
Hey, don't blame me. Blame your best friend, Anthony, man. He's the one who set you up. He said your bike was stolen and he wanted to cheer you up.
Anthony, I am going to kill him.
Well, if you're going to kill him, looks like I'm going to have to keep following you like I've been doing since Thursday.
Wait, what?
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.